Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I think it's horrible. It's unconscionable. It's going to be a stain on this administration.
California Democrat Juan Vargas called the rapid deportation of thousands of Haitians in Del Rio, Texas, a terrible overreaction by the Biden administration. During a congressional briefing Thursday, Vargas heard from former envoy Daniel Foote, who resigned over the use of a public health order to expel Haitian refugees. Foote says he found out about the deportations on the news.
I thought, you know, I'm the special envoy, so maybe when we're making policy decisions, someone comes to me and says, is this good? Is this bad? But it didn't happen.
Roughly 7,000 migrants who fled political turmoil were sent back to Haiti in recent weeks, which Foote says is not the answer.
Deportation in the short term is not going to make Haiti more stable. In fact, it's going to make it worse.
Foote argued diplomatic solutions are needed in Haiti to stem migration to U.S. borders. Late yesterday, the Senate agreed to a short-term two-month increase in the debt ceiling, raising it by $480 billion until December 2nd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated she would cut the chamber's recess short next week to vote on the bill. The White House said President Joe Biden will sign it. Meanwhile, discussions continue over Biden's Build Back Better agenda amid divisions among Democrats over the price and scope of the package. Minnesota Democrat Senator Tina Smith's among those demanding the plan address the climate crisis.
It is required to include strong climate legislation, legislation that gets us where we have to go to protect our globe.
Supporters contend provisions in the proposed $3.5 trillion plan can cut U.S. pollution nearly 45% in the next 10 years. Two leaders of the Stop the Steal group were subpoenaed by the House committee investigating the January 6th attack. Ali Alexander and Nathan Martin are expected to testify about the rally they planned prior to the Capitol breach. Alexander has claimed he contacted Republican Congressman Mo Brooks, Paul Gozer, and Andy Biggs about the event. Biggs is the only one who has commented on the claim and denies it. Biggs also made headlines for his answer when Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin asked Thursday if the Arizona election audit showed Joe Biden won and received more votes than former President Donald Trump.
We don't know, because as the audit demonstrates very clearly, Mr. Raskin, there are a lot of issues with this election that took place.
The vice chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Elections testified the election was fair and accurate and accused some Republicans of choosing party over truth.
They have attacked the work that was done by our elections workers in Maricopa County, and they have fanned the flames of conspiracy. And this willingness to do so, unfortunately, is what led to the first non-peaceful transfer of power in our country's history.
A report on the six-month audit confirmed November's results. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.